It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Mary.
Let's talk about the heat and the drought and what it means for our plants and veggies and gardens.
We are abnormally dry, according to the National Weather Service, which means it's like a drought out there. We do have to keep watering, and we have to water a little bit differently depending on what we're watering. So if we're watering little seedlings, plants that are just popping out of the ground still, like carrots and beets and lettuce and beans, those you want to water really frequently, especially when it's sunny, hot, and windy. That means it's going to dry out those top few inches of the soil really quickly, and that's where those little roots are. So you need to water almost daily just to keep that soil evenly moist. Now, for plants that have been in the ground for a few weeks or even longer, like flowers and some of the bigger vegetables like tomatoes and squashes and cucumbers, and even perennial flowers, trees and shrubs, those we want to water a little bit differently. We want to water those so that we have the water soaking deep into the ground. And you don't have to do it every day. It could be every 2 or 3 days, depending upon the weather. So you want to water long enough so that the water will soak down at least 8 inches into the ground. And now, of course, the question is, how do you know it's down 8 inches? Well, the simple thing to do is just water your plant for a couple minutes and then stop, come back about a half hour later, dig down about 8 inches and see if the water has gotten down there. If it hasn't, you need to water a little bit more. If it has, now you know how long to water. It's going to vary depending upon the soil that you have, but using that little rule of thumb of 8 inches or so will keep the soil nice and moist really deep. Now, we might have been seeing some of the signs of this drought and this heat stress too. Leaf scorch is one of the things you might find on not only on trees and shrubs, but even perennial flowers sometimes. That's when the edge of the leaf kind of turns brown. That means it's just not getting enough water. Leaves curling, like on tomatoes, that's another sign that the leaf is trying to conserve water. And sometimes the leaves will actually yellow and drop off. We have a dawn redwood that a couple of years ago during a drought, the whole needle, all the needles fell right off on it. We thought it was dead. It came back after a few rains, and now it's actually growing really well. So keep watering, keep with it, and keep watching what's going on in the garden.
I remember as a kid, we always kept like a non-glamorous container on the countertop, and we put our veggie peels and apple cores and eggshells in there for composting. But now as an adult, I'm getting kind of panicky over how to get my own household set up for this Act 148. It's taking effect beginning July 1st in Vermont. Food scraps will be banned from the trash, and how we can reuse those food scraps to our benefit.
Not only food scraps, it's all organic matter, like grass clippings and leaves and things of that nature. We can't send those off to the landfill anymore. They have to be recycled or composted. So for food scraps, you have a couple options. The trash haulers that are taking your trash away now, some of them will be adding on the additional service of taking away your food scraps. So you can contact them, see if they're doing that. If they're not doing it, there are some individuals and smaller companies that are doing it on their own. They're just coming around, and just like you would with your trash, you'll put out your bucket or your pail or whatever you have, and they will collect it on certain days. And then, of course, we'd love to see more people composting. If you go to the solid waste districts in your area, there's a lot of information on composting, and there are composters you can purchase. And the key with this is to have maybe a little bucket like you're talking about, Mary, in the kitchen. When it's filled up, go out, dump it into your composter. But after you dump it in, dump in 3 other bucket loads of something that's brown, like some soil or compost or chopped up leaves or hay or straw, something that's going to counterbalance all that moisture that you're putting in with the food scraps. Turn it around a little bit, and you'll be able to stay on top of the whole composting system, and you'll feel better for it too.
If you have questions for Charlie Nardozzi to answer about your garden, send it to us at vpr.org. Thanks so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.